Greetings and welcome to the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, delighted to have you with us as we explore today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we curate business news from the best newswires, bringing you the most relevant updates. Before we dive in, just a quick heads up. While AI assists in producing this podcast and generating the voices, the news stories are all real. You can read the full articles on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday evening, December 23rd, 2025, and we have a great mix of business and corporate headlines lined up for you. So whether you're on the go, working out, or just relaxing, stay with us as we get started. Here's our first headline.
X-Life Sciences AG announces transition to the main segment of SIX Swiss Exchange to strengthen market presence. X-Life Sciences AG, listed on the SIX Swiss Exchange under the ticker symbol XLS, has announced its decision to transition from the SIX SPARK segment to the main segment. This move is aimed at strengthening the company's market presence and providing benefits to investors, including increased visibility, improved liquidity, and enhanced recognition in the capital markets. The company has confirmed that it meets all requirements for the transition and will soon submit the necessary application to SIX. X-Life Sciences is also focusing on market-making and research activities to further boost the visibility and tradability of its shares. The segment change is scheduled for the first quarter of 2026. CEO Oliver R. Baumann emphasized that this transition is a strategic step to enhance visibility, liquidity, and access to institutional investors. For more information, visit the company's website.
NIU AG strengthens equity base through conversion of shareholder loans. NIU AG has strengthened its equity base through the conversion of approximately 5.2 million Swiss francs in loans provided by its principal shareholder, Dr. Thomas Wolfensberger. This capital increase involved issuing over 1 million new registered shares, with the majority being paid off through set-off against existing shareholder loans. The conversion of these loans into equity serves to bolster the company's balance sheet and equity base without bringing in new funds or external financing. The move is aimed at improving NIU AG's equity ratio while maintaining its strategic direction. Following the completion of the capital increase, NIU AG's share capital now stands at 5,561,277 Swiss francs. The principal shareholder, Dr. Thomas Wolfensberger, remains committed to supporting NIU AG's growth and integration strategy.
Focus Universal Inc. regains compliance with NASDAQ listing requirements. Focus Universal Inc., a provider of patented hardware and software design technologies for IoT, 5G, and CC financial reporting, AI-driven automation software, has regained compliance with NASDAQ listing rule 5550B1. This compliance was achieved following recent public offerings that generated estimated net proceeds of $9.44 million. CEO Dr. Disheng Wang expressed gratitude to investors and highlighted the company's optimistic outlook. Focus Universal aims to create long-term shareholder value through innovative technologies like Universal Smart IoT and SEC financial reporting software. These advancements will be showcased at CES in Las Vegas from January 6th to 9th.
Stonegate Capital Partners initiates coverage on Armor Residential REIT, Inc., ARR. Stonegate Capital Partners has initiated coverage on Armor Residential REIT, Inc., ARR. In their report, the company ended the quarter with revenues, net income to common, and diluted EPS of $210.2 million, $156.3 million, and $1.49 million, respectively, showing significant year-over-year increases. This growth was driven by a strong increase in average interest income on interest-earning assets, while interest costs on average interest-bearing liabilities decreased. With a strong 19.3% annualized dividend yield, Armor Residential REIT, Inc. is seen as a value play trading at a discount to book value, offering a total economic return of 7.75% in the quarter. For more information, visit Stonegate Capital Partners' website. Network news breaks. DataVault AI Inc., DVLT, CEO highlights Palantir military contracts, AI monetization, and rising global scrutiny. DataVault AI CEO Nathaniel T. Bradley highlighted Palantir Technologies, Inc.'s recent military contracts, including a $448 million deal with the U.S. Navy and a long-term agreement valued at up to $10 billion with the U.S. Army. Bradley emphasized that Palantir's AI platform enhances battlefield effectiveness and is being monetized across government and commercial markets. He addressed growing global scrutiny, citing Palantir's partnership with NVIDIA as validation of its role in driving AI demand. DataVault AI, listed on NASDAQ as DVLT, is leading in AI experience and asset monetization in the Web 3.0 environment, offering solutions in acoustic science and data science divisions across various industries.
Canadian province BC looks into establishing copper smelter to boost its economy. British Columbia, a Canadian province known for its vast coastline, diverse culture, mountains, and rainforests, is exploring the potential of constructing a copper refinery and smelter. This initiative follows encouragement from Thomas Codrington, British Consul General in Vancouver, to expand mining capabilities. Once established, the refinery in British Columbia will benefit firms like Tor Metals Inc., TSX, TMIT, currently exploring copper resources. For more information on Tor Metals Inc., visit the company's newsroom. Mining Newswire is a specialized communications platform focusing on developments in the global mining and resources sectors, offering access to a vast network of wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To stay updated, visit Mining Newswire's website. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.